Yeah, and we're lucky enough to have the Queensland State of Origin coach back with us again this season. He joins us on the line this morning, Kevvy Walters. Good morning, Kevvy.
Good morning, gents. How are you?
Yeah, going well, mate. Been an off-season that we'd rather forget, but we're all looking forward to what happens on the field on Thursday night.
Certainly from Thursday night forward, isn't it, Laurie? Yeah, look, it has been one of those seasons, off-seasons, that you want to forget, but let's hope now that the footy can do all the talking for rugby league people across Australia and, of course, across the world. And I'm sure that the talent that's around in today's game, that'll no doubt be the case.
You're on the ground up there in Brisbane, mate, and quite clearly the reports coming out of the Broncos camp regarding Anthony Seibold, you know, this sort of breath of fresh air with different ideas and has changed things up dramatically, and the boys seem to be enjoying it. That's easy to say, I guess, when you've got a new coach and a ball hasn't been kicked yet, but the feedback's very, very positive.
Well, it has been, TK, for sure, mate. And you're right about that. I mean, it's a new coach, you know, in the system and in the seat. So
yeah.
I haven't had too many players over the years crack at their coach, you know. But, I mean, you know, he's got some good raps on him, Anthony. Had a good season last year, you know, with South Sydney. So I guess the proof will be in the pudding, you know, after 25 or 26 rounds and where the Broncos sit there. You know, I think they can be a top four side. Certainly they have the potential with their talent coming through. Anything but a top four finish, I think, would be something that they'd be looking at. And obviously, there's a lot of teams sitting down now at the moment with those same goals and those same aspirations. But as we know in the NRL, it's a tough sport, and physically, mentally, so many challenges that lie ahead for all the teams involved in this year's premiership. And it's going to be another great race to the finish line.
I guess I wasn't very sensitive in those comments, Kevvy, because I know you were in line for that job, and all, you know, the coaches coming in would get that sort of positive feedback. Are you obviously disappointed you missed that position, but you get over it?
Well, you have to, don't you?
You don't have a choice, do you?
You don't have a choice, mate, no. So we've moved on with things, certainly have, and that's the way it's got to be. You know, I spent many a time at the Broncos, but that's not happening anymore as such. And, you know, I wish the club all the best, and certainly all their players, and Anthony Seibold as well. I wish him all the best. I hope they have a great year, a successful year. That's what everyone wants, if you live north of the border, certainly the Queensland-based teams, and we like to see them playing well, particularly from my selfish point of view with Origin. If the Broncos are playing well, that's always good coming into Origin as well. And, you know, last year the Cowboys struggled a bit in the early rounds, well, for most of the season, really. And that really did have an impact, you know, on our Origin aspirations as well. The Storm are another Queensland club, and the Titans, you know, they're another team that we hope can have a really good season under Coach Garth Brennan, and that means their players are playing well, which, again, helps me with Origin.
Yeah, don't worry, Kevvy. The only thing we can trust is self-interest.
Exactly.
No one's any different, mate, so that's okay. I've got to ask you, mate, about this rocky relationship now with a former good mate of yours and Darren Lockyer. Where are you at with it?
Oh, look, Darren made a decision last year, mate, and he was put in a position as a board member of the Broncos to make a decision. One, to move on Wayne Bennett, and two, to elect, you know, the next coach. So, again, I've got no problems with Darren making those decisions. That's his right and his prerogative to do that.
Yep, and as a board member, he will be judged on the success or the failure of Anthony Seibold going forward. You mentioned those other two Queensland teams, Kevvy. How do you rate them and North Queensland? And I think for Gold Coast Titans, it looks as though they've got a team that they're pretty excited about this year.
Yeah, well, I guess both teams were looking to get into the eight. I think the Cowboys, if they have a season that they can, they could maybe sneak their way into the top four. But that's probably, you know, that's best case scenario. And I certainly think the Titans can make the top eight. Again, but they've got to have a good season and get all their players on deck and playing well. So, as you know, Laurie, it's a tough old sport, you know, rugby league, and you've got to be doing a lot of things right to get into that top four and even the top eight, which seems to be a task that a lot of teams don't seem to get there at the end of the day. And not everyone can make the top eight. I appreciate that. But I'm sure right now, both those coaches, both Paul Green and Garth Brennan, will be looking at, you know, certainly making it into the top eight, and possibly for the Cowboys with their recruits that they've got in. And Michael Morgan, I think, is in for a big year for the Cowboys. He's the new captain up there. I think if he can get to the sort of form that they showed in 2017, they've got a really strong forward pack up there at the Cowboys. And I think they'll be pushing, you know, into that top four. I don't think they can make the top four, but I think they'll be, you know, certainly in that top half of the bottom top eight. If you can work that out, Bills, you're better than me.
Yeah, we'll get to your predictions, but from that conversation, you've got all three Queensland clubs making the top eight. Cowboys, Broncos,
Titans. I haven't got all three in. I don't think all three can squeeze in. Someone's going to miss out. Who that's going to be, I don't know. I think the top four, certainly, for mine, would be the Roosters finishing on top. You know, I think the Broncos will sneak into the top four. I think the Dragons can get in there as well, certainly. And I think South Sydney as well would round out my top four. I've got the Storm just dropping a little bit. Inter's still in the eight, but not in the top four.
Okay. Storm dropping. And you got the Cowboys in the top eight?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Titans missing out.
Well, there's a few teams that are humming around that 8, 9, 10 position. I think that's where they'll be, possibly in the 8, but it's up to them again to see, you know, where they can finish.
Sure. Right, you've got to put your money on the eventual winner, Kevy. Who was it?
Yeah, well, I'm going with most people's thoughts. You know, on the Roosters, I think it's been a long time since a team has gone back-to-back. And, you know, I think with Cooper Cronk's second season in there and a fit Cooper Cronk, Luke Keary, you know, their forwards were dynamic in the grand final, and they've added to that with Angus Crichton. So, added to their outside backs as well. So, you know, I think they're going to go a little bit stronger. And, you know, Trent Robinson's obviously a steely coach as well, and they've been hugely successful, you know, the last 5 or 6 years. I think they won 4 minor premierships. So they have proven they can back seasons up on end. And I think this year is probably the year for them to go back-to-back.
That was my theory about the Cowboys last year, Kevy. They'd made the grand final. You add Jonathan Thurston into the back line. You add Scott back into the forward pack. They should be better.
Jordan McLean.
They went like bastards.
Yeah, well, we're all geniuses before a ball.
Yeah.
Aren't we?
Hey, Kevy, can I ask you about young Kalyn Ponga? And in terms of his season at Newcastle, playing 5'8", and... you know, he made his Origin debut last year, and it was one of the best Origin debuts we have seen from a young player. What do you make of him in that transition from fullback to number six, and how long will it take him to feel comfortable in that role, do you think?
Yeah, well, you know, everyone's been talking about Kalyn, you know, in the off-season and the shift from fullback to 5'8". They are similar positions, but they're different, if you can get my understanding. Mm. So, look, I think the talent that he has, I think he'll... hit the ground running as such, but it is a big shift for him. I was at the Broncos when Lockyer moved from fullback to 5'8", and he was at the peak of his powers in that time as well. So, and he took some time to adjust with the workload and the different mindset that you have to have, you know, playing in the halves as to fullback. You certainly, at fullback, they're busy. You're very busy back there with your running and you know, trying to get yourself into great positional play, but your mind has got time to relax and see things develop and across the game because you've got a really good view on things. Whereas in the halves, it's a different mindset mentally because the game is continually in your face. You've got to make tackles. You've got to get back. You've got to get in the line. Mm. You know, you've got to be talking, communicating. So it'll be some adjustment. I reckon after about 5 or 6 weeks, he'll find his feet, Kalyn. He's particularly lucky there with Mitchell Pearce on his other halves partner. He's a guy that really likes to dominate the game with his calls, and he's a very experienced player as well. So he's pretty fortunate there to have a guy like Mitchell Pearce.
Yeah,
inside in his team.
And if he's a success there, it'll make your job difficult and one that you want to be difficult with the return of Morgan. If Ponga's success at 5'8", you've got Cherry Evans and Munster.
Yeah.
You'll have a...
He'd fit him in somehow.
Plenty of options there, mate, with your Origin team.
Well, I hope you're not put... Yeah, look, I know that it's a great talent there, Loz, but again, it's about them firing, you know, when required. They're all key players, aren't they, for their clubs? And if they can have some big seasons, these players that you just mentioned, that'll put their teams right up, you know, in the focus. So, from our Queensland players playing in those positions, and I've got no reason to think why they can't do that. I mean, Cameron Munster, I think he's another one that excites me in many ways. And the beauty of these type of players is they can play multi-positions. You know, Munster could play centre, he could play wing, he could play fullback at Origin level and do it, I think, you know, in a classy way. Same with Michael Morgan. He's already played in the centres for Queensland and he's played at fullback for Queensland, but he's yet to play in the halves to start. So it's an interesting one, but one that they've all got some great talents and that's wonderful to see.
And the other one is the debate is Lockyer from fullback to 5'8". I mean, Kevy, and you know, we're talking about Ponga here. I'm positive Lockie when he came to Brisbane. I mean, he was obviously gifted, but he was a half anyway.
Yeah, he was.
You know what I mean? So he didn't come as a fullback. Yeah. He came
a half.
He played all his life control on the show. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
yeah, he certainly did. So it probably was a little bit different. But Kalen's played a lot, I think, as well through the juniors in different positions, and certainly in the halves as well, I would have thought.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
You know, I think he'll handle the transition. I was actually injured when Darren Lockyer made his first grade debut. It was against Parramatta. And Alf rang me after the game, and Wayne Bennett rang me and said, "Mate, take as long as you want." You can have a month off if you like, and we'll see you. You know, so you know, he hit the ground, Lockyer, for his first game. You know, in first grade, I think that was back in '95 for those people that were around back then. So,
Kevin, the key for me with Kalen Pong is having someone of that talent. You need to unlock that and give him a license to travel both sides of the field. Do you like that style of 5'8", or do you like the left and halves style split where they work from the middle of the field? What's your philosophy, and how would you handle a guy like, say, Kalen Pong?
Yeah, like everything, Laurie, I think variety is the key. I think if they get stuck on one side, I just think that makes it easier for the opposition. I remember, you know, so if he can switch himself around and get on both sides of the field, which I believe Coach Nathan Brown and the Knights are going to try and do. Now, I think that makes it more difficult for defences, and particularly the way that Kalen plays. He can play, you know, at the line or at that second receiver, or again, at the back of those block plays. It just makes it a lot harder for the opposition to try and target where he is and put pressure on him to make decisions. So, look, I'd be assuming, and you should never assume, but that would be the way that the Knights would be playing, is to use his skills as best they can. And Mitchell Pearce, he likes to get his hands on the ball at first receiver a lot as well. So I think it's going to suit his game to that fold as well. Yeah, they could be in for a good season. I'm pretty sure they are, the Knights. And, you know, I know, again, not everyone can make the eight, but I think the Knights fans and the Knights supporters, and certainly their playing roster and their coaching staff, would be believing that they could get into the top eight this year as well.
All right. I just want to confirm this with you, mate. You think the Roosters will go back-to-back?
Roosters back-to-back.
Who do they play in the grand final?
Well, I got two there for you. I think either South Sydney or the Broncos. I think one of those two will be up to match it against the Roosters.
Hard to disagree. Dally M winner?
Dally M, Michael Morgan.
Oh, okay.
He's in for a breakout season. The captaincy, I think, will really bring his football, you know, to the forefront. And, expecting big things from Michael this year.
And the one award no one wants to get, the wooden spoon.
Oh, the spoon. I haven't given the spoon. I always look at the top end of the table.
Oh, come on. Everyone thinks about the spoon.
All right. You've got lots of Parramatta fans there, haven't you? I know.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to say Parramatta.
We got a lot of Dogs fans too.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to say the Dogs either. Look, yeah, I think maybe the Eels are in for a tough year, I think.
Okay.
I've got to say that, yeah.
Okay, we'll lock you down to that. Hey, Kevy, good to have you back, mate. We love our chats on Monday, and enjoy week one of the footy.
We'll look forward to a great season again, gents.